Kia ora, Nicola. You're with Midday Reports, Te Pūrongo o Te Pōtūtanga. Let's go to the rural news now with Kim Moody in Ōtautahi, Christchurch. Kia ora, Kim. Fonterra has announced a record forecast milk price for next season.
Kia ora, Max. That's right. For the new season, which starts on the 1st of June, the co-op has forecast farmers will be paid between $8.25 and $9.75 per kilogram of milk solids, with a midpoint of $9. Fonterra Chief Executive Miles Hurrell says constrained global supply and continued demand for dairy has kept prices high. He says the wide forecast range reflects global uncertainty and volatility, but it is the best bet for the time being.
We're probably more volatile now than we've ever been, so it's a reflection of that. I mean, we could easily paint a picture of the top end of that range at 9.75 at the same time as we could paint a picture at 8.25 at the bottom. So that just goes, as I say, to reflect the volatility and the uncertainty that exists. Remembering we're still, you know, circa 15-odd months away from when we close those books in a year's time.
Mr. Hurrell says things like the pandemic, financial market instability and global inflation could impact demand for dairy going forward. But it's looking like farmers will still receive a record payout for the current season.
We've maintained our forecast farm gate milk price range for the current season of $9.10 to $9.50 per kilogram, with a midpoint of $9.30. And at a midpoint of $9.30, it'll be the highest forecast milk price in the co-op's history and see us contribute almost $14 billion into the New Zealand economy.
Miles Hurrell there. And Federated Farmers Dairy Industry Group Vice Chair Richard McIntyre says the opening forecast will give farmers a good morale boost. But he says many will be cautious not to get too far ahead of themselves.
I think we all want a bit of a high initially as the milk price kept going up because our costs were relatively static, you know, if not increasing slightly. But, you know, since then, you know, a lot of fertilisers have doubled in price, you know, feeds up by 50%, and we all know what's happened with fuel and how that sort of flows through. And so I think there's a feeling that we're quite lucky that, you know, the milk price has gone up along with the cost. You know, whereas a lot of other industries it hasn't, and certainly a lot of people on wages are feeling quite squeezed right now as a result, whereas we're not quite so squeezed. But I guess the concern the other way is when the milk price starts to drop, the costs remain high, and that erodes our profitability significantly. So that's the little sort of note of caution that I guess we have at the moment.
Richard McIntyre. For the first time, global sales for Kiwi fruit marketer Zespri have exceeded $4 billion, 12% up on the previous year. Its operating revenue, which includes the money it makes from selling gold and red kiwi fruit licenses, reached nearly $4.5 billion. The profit after tax was $361.5 million, up 30% on last year. Zespri Executive Officer Carol Ward says given COVID-19, this is an amazing result.
We've seen long-term investment in our brand and the partnerships that we have in our industry. And this has been a lot of really hard work to overcome what was a really challenging season with COVID and supply chain disruptions. And we had a record crop of 200 million trays of fruit, the first time that we'd been able to grow that much kiwi fruit to meet the demand in the market.
Looking at this 2022-23 season, volumes are lower than initially forecast. How concerning is that?
Yeah, this season, it's even tougher season than what we had last year. We've had the, you know, particularly with the labour shortages and disruptions, and volumes are looking pretty similar to last year, maybe a little bit down. That's not of concern to us. We've got really solid demand in the markets, and for us, our focus is just on getting the fruit off the vines, packed and away to our consumers.
Carol Ward from Zespri there. For last year's crop, gold kiwi fruit growers made on average $176,000 a hectare and green growers just over $75,000. In other kiwi fruit news, the Marlborough District Council says it's possible kiwi fruit could be included in the region's pest management plan. Historically planted in old homesteads, wild kiwi fruit has spread to parts of the Marlborough Sounds, carrying with it the potential to harm native plants. The council was asked to include it in its pest management plan in 2018. Council Senior Biosecurity Officer Rob Simons told the local Democracy Reporting Service at the time not enough was known about the issue. But he says since 2018, more surveillance work has been done, and through Jobs for Nature funding, control work has been carried out to remove wild and kiwifruit plants. Mr. Simons says the council is using that information to build a proposal to amend the regional pest management plan to incorporate kiwifruit. Demand for New Zealand's logs is dipping as the shipping backlog in China continues. The country remains largely locked down in an effort to completely stamp out COVID-19. AgriHQ senior analyst Mel Crode says that's affecting demand for New Zealand timber. Demand is down and the need to convert logs to lumber has decreased.
The backlogs at the port are creating waiting times that are costing exporters by the minute. Generally, vessels are paid for on a time basis. If we couple that with the increasing costs of shipping relative to increasing fuel costs, we are seeing much more subdued returns for exporters. More recently, the entire process of getting logs into China has become more difficult, and that's just around the new rule change around methyl bromide. Thankfully, the New Zealand dollar has supported these extra costs and offset some of the freight costs as well.
Mel Crode says the domestic market has remained steady this month and more companies are reporting price increases on structural logs. That's the Rural News for today. Koe rā te porongo o te tai whenua.